Giant FM, Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and super excited. Been waiting for this interview for a while, and you'll have your chance of checking them out at the Tap Room in Shelbyville coming up tomorrow. But right now, they are here taking a trip with Penny Lane. I would like to welcome Like Lives to the show. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. It's nice to see you guys. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, so Nod, go ahead and introduce the band.
I'm Nod. I play bass. This is Ed. He plays drums. He's a singer. What's your name again?
Nate.
Nate. Yeah. Nate. Yeah, temporary. Temporary permanent guitar player.
Do you ever read the book, Nate the Great?
I have that book. Thanks to my mom.
If you were my child, you'd have Nate the Great, too. Did she name you after that book?
No, I don't think so.
So awesome. Why is it Like Linus? How'd you come up with that name?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. So we're driving through Kentucky, the back hills of Kentucky, and there's a wild turkey in the middle of the road.
Uh-huh.
And it just jumps up as we're going towards it, and just jumps right over the car and lands right behind us. And Tammy, my wife, was like, that turkey was just like Linus. Like our cat. We have a cat named Linus. Had a cat named Linus. And he got the name Linus from always sucking on his blanket from the peanuts.
Aww.
So it's like a story to a story. It's like the origin story, you know, of like the Marvel books and stuff like that. So.
A turkey jumped over your car when you were driving?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep.
That's a smart turkey,
It was a big turkey.
Did it scare you?
No, I wasn't really scared.
So what did it do after it jumped over your car?
It just like turned around and was like looking at us as we were driving away.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't realize a turkey could, I guess it flew though, right?
Yeah. Everybody had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I never heard a
turkey story like that before.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big turkey. I was really shocked. I mean, looking back, maybe it wasn't a turkey. Maybe it was a pterodactyl. What are you laughing at? It could have been a turkey
buzzard.
Yeah.
So, Nate, how long have you been playing?
Me personally?
Yes.
I was probably 13 years old. I traded in my Super Nintendo for a pink BC Rich guitar.
Really? Yeah. Was it a good trade? Of course, right?
Yeah. I mean, of course, I wish it wasn't pink, but, you know.
You still have it?
No, I don't have that. I traded that in for probably another guitar, you know.
Yeah.
I've had hundreds of guitars and basses and drum sets and all that.
Ed, get a little closer. Tell us about when you started playing.
Oh, well, I've always had an interest for music, but I got a little late start. I was probably 23, 24 years old.
And that was a long time ago.
Speed up, Ed.
Self-taught drummer and guitar actually. I taught myself how to play both at the same time.
Yeah, get a little closer to that mic for me, Ed. There we go. And so, you know, well, what inspired you to start playing then?
I guess some of the times I was going through just helped me get through it.
Really?
I'm glad you asked that question. I've always wondered.
Yeah,
that.
A little bit of music therapy maybe for you?
A little bit.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Still
know.
Doing it?
I don't know.
Definitely.
So that's wonderful. So music, well, that's the beautiful thing about music, you know, that it can help you your mind go to different places.
That's for sure.
Puts out that vibration.
I like all different kinds, that's for sure.
What's your some of your favorites?
Oh, I'm a big Ray Charles and Percy Sledge. I like that era. I mean, really anything. I like old country music. I like some bluegrass, rock, some heavy stuff, even a little opera and stuff like that. Classical music thrown in there. Like a little bit of everything. Depends on the mood.
You think like in all the different styles, does it help with originals then, drawn from different areas?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We need originals. We have no originals.
Well, we used to.
We get into it right here, right now.
No, wait a minute. How
we're
going to
do originals.
How could you used to have originals, not have them now? You still have originals.
Don't play
them.
We've
erased them.
Yeah, they've
you
been.
You erased them? You didn't like them?
We've aborted the originals.
Aww. Yeah. Sometimes I think musicians are a little too hard on themselves because they'll like not like a song, and then other people will.
It was majorly my original, and I don't think they liked it.
About as much as the band name.
They were harder on me than I was on me.
Well, maybe you needed to be in the car, Nate, when it happened.
Yeah, you had to be there, dude.
Well, I think it was a shuffle of bands, too, because we all started out together.
Yeah.
I came in a little later.
Uh-huh.
And I got with them probably about, what, 2009?
Yeah.
And
then we disformed.
Then we...
And did the Higher Ground scene with Nick for a few years.
So I think it kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
And Nate the Great, what about you?
Yes.
Now see, now he's Nate the Great.
Nate the Great.
Oh, damn,
great.
I wanted that title.
Nate the Great. Well, I started playing guitar in my early 20s. Was when I start seriously trying to learn how to play. And
why your early 20s?
I don't know. I went to college with a friend of mine who had an acoustic guitar laying around, and I just used to pick it up and try to play a few things on it. And I mean, I've always liked music, you know. Uh-huh. I had a guitar when I was younger. I just never really sat down and tried to learn.
What type of music did you start with?
Well, when I first started playing, I was into stuff I couldn't play, like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and all
you
that.
Did you did start know? Off with that stuff?
Right. All the guitar slingers and stuff I still can't play, but no. My influence musically is pretty much anything pre-90s. I like a lot of old rock, old country. You know, I just like older music. I mean...
He's got an old soul.
Yes.
What do you like most about performing with Ed and Nod? Likewise.
Yeah, that's a great that's question, good. Penny.
Look at him, he's like...
you know, it's just, I like to play music. Just the feeling of playing music, it just...
So basically, he don't care who he's playing with.
I don't care who it's with, necessarily.
It could be with turtles, you know, as long as they're beating on each other.
Well, maybe some turtles will come up, huh? You're showing from the river at the taproom.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for a better gig.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, we're like brothers. Yeah. I mean, we've been together for so long now.
Yeah, you know, that's why we can say that to each other.
Right.
Yeah. So. What about you, Nod?
What?
What's special about you guys, like Linus?
Yeah, I think just that.
Good
just,
chemistry.
Yeah, we've been together so long, you know.
The camaraderie.
We could say some stuff we can't say on air right now to each other and not even worry about it, you know.
Right.
It's like, whatever. Explicit of this or that, you know.
But we're not going to do that on a trip.
Right. This is a different trip.
So, yeah, it's a good trip.
Yeah.
All right. Will you guys play a song for us?
Yes.
We could do that.
What are you going to do? So do we know you scrapped your originals now?
What are we
next time
do?
You get a cup? You said this is your first time playing acoustic.
Yeah, this is our very first.
That is so cool.
This is a world premiere.
Love that.
Of Like Linus Acoustic.
Ooh. I like your... Is that, it's a guitar, right? Looks sort of cool looking over there. Looks
hollow
different.
Hollow body. It's shaped like a, you know, like your standard guitar. But
looks like you got out of the trunk of your car.
I did, actually. It's been there for many years.
All the smudges all over. that thing had seed polish for like 20 years.
I know. It's terrible
it's
looking,
right.
isn't it?
He's a character.
Yeah.
It's a mojo, man.
What are we playing? We haven't really decided. We're going to decide right on the spot, and we'll Google the tab.
And Ed, he's gonna play his like cup over there, shaking the ice around.
Yep.
Yeah.
It actually didn't sound too bad.
Maracas. Maraca ice igloo cup.
I'm just trying to get my voice clear.
He's got to sing.
I think we're going to do some Alice in Chains.
Are you? That's awesome.
If that's appropriate.
I like Alice in Chains.
Well, there's no cuss words in it, so...
Well, there we go. Thank you, guys. Thank you for picking us up. We
are censored today. This is Like Linus Censored Acoustic.
And maybe next time when you guys come in, you'll play original.
I hope so.
That will be our goal.
If it passes Nate's discretion.
Yeah, I'm dying to do original stuff.
We should write a song about our experience here.
Yeah, we should write a song about how long it took us to write an original song.
There you go.
Like, man, it's been forever.
See, you got the first line.
Right.
Be a long song.
So you want to...
ready?
All right. Sure.
All right.
Ready, Ed?
Linus.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Giant FM, Real Radio. That's not bad for your first time playing acoustic. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, maybe you do it more often.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. We should. This is Nate's first acoustic guitar, I believe.
Is it really?
Yeah, this was a hand-me-down. I've not had an acoustic guitar since I started playing, and somebody gave me this one, so it's nice to finally have one.
How long ago?
It probably just been a couple months ago, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
You like playing acoustic guitar, though?
Yeah. I'm used to playing electric guitar. But I like to play.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
What's the difference? I mean, obviously the sound.
Acoustic guitar leaves you no room for mistakes.
Really?
Oh, there's nothing covering you up. You know, you are naked when you're playing acoustic.
See, not being a performer, I would like think it was the opposite because it would make it louder.
It's just a different approach. It's a different approach.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, to me anyway. I mean, maybe.
Well, obviously you're right. I mean, I don't play. I'm just saying. I don't know anything about it. That's what I was asking. But if I was to guess, I would think it would be electric because you have that sound amplifying. But maybe it's, harder to hide it that way then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I thought you guys sounded wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So, it's a lot different singing, though, too, without any monitors.
Yeah.
You sounded great. Your voice. It's really nice. You guys did a great job. I love it.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, like Linus, how can we follow you online?
Like Linus, Facebook page. Yeah. That's really all we got right now.
Unless Nate changes the name on you, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to happen.
I told him, I was like, hey, dude, I have like extra merch, let's like move the merch. And then once we move the merch, then we'll change the name and I just keep buying more merch.
Being merchandise.
Yeah.
You have like a little turkey mascot.
We have a cat.
Do we have a cat?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, Siamese cat. It was pretty unique.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tomorrow, you're at the Riverfront Tap Room, right?
Yes.
What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All ages, right?
All ages. Outside.
All right. And then you have another show coming up June 22nd?
June 22nd at Westside Pub and Grub. And that is like a birthday bash for my wife. She'll be years old. So that'll be fun.
Well, happy early birthday to her.
Thanks. I'm sure she's listening right now, I think. She better be.
She better be hung. We'll see.
Love you, babe.
Aww. We've talked about her a lot, from the turkey jumping to the birthday.
Right, yeah. She just came with us.
She should have came with us. She should have came. So what does she want for her birthday? Tell all the listeners.
She wants everybody to show up June 22nd to watch Like Linus at the Westside Pub.
Everybody listening. Yeah, this is your invitation.
Yes.
All right. Thank you all for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. You are welcome.